The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to hang out together, talk about things going on in the world, and bring you news about some things upcoming, such as a very special free City Fathers and Mothers event. It's going to be held next Tuesday, October 15th, at the Capitol Turnaround on 770 M Street Southeast here in Washington, D.C. Joining me to tell us what it's all about, give you his own personal invitation, Dr. Mark Batterson, lead pastor of National Community Church here in Washington. As you know, many of you know, he's a prolific writer, New York Times bestseller of some author of some 17 books, Circle Maker, In the Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day, one of his classics, Wild Goose Chase, and many others as well, including his latest, Double Blessing, which I think there's going to be a special focus on that. I'll let Mark tell you about that in this upcoming event. Mark, my friend, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Don, always good to be able to connect.
Well, we go back many years. Am I wrong in remembering that when you first came to D.C. to begin the ministry is when we first chatted?
I think so. It's probably been two decades.
Oh, and we're still such young men.
We are, yes.
Well, God has blessed your ministry richly in so many ways, and more time than we have to mention all the books you've written. We'll ask you about that other one in a few minutes. But right now, I'd like to ask you what this event's all about, a City Fathers and Mothers event. Who should be there, and why will they be blessed to come?
Yeah. You know, Don, I go to a lot of conferences, and they're usually kind of the latest and greatest, and that's all good. But we felt like it would be so appropriate to just host an event for area pastors, area leaders, that would really celebrate leaders who have been there and done that, our city fathers and city mothers. And so we started this a few years ago, and the idea is pretty simple. Let's just sit at the feet of some of our elders and people that have pastored in this city for 30, 40, some of them 50 years. And so we've got a great lineup coming up on Tuesday and some folks that I know you know, and that we just have so much love and respect for. So Pastor Steve King, Pastor Brett Fuller, and First Lady Trina Jenkins among them are going to be sharing with us. And, you know, I think along with T.L. Rogers and Stuart McAlpine, a couple of pastor friends, that adds up to about maybe 150, 160 years of combined ministry in this city. And so it's going to be an amazing morning, Tuesday morning, that we'll host.
All right. As I understand, it starts with a free breakfast at 9 a.m., and then the program runs through until noon, so it's not going to eat their whole day up, but it'll really be a blessed morning.
Yeah, you know, free breakfast doesn't hurt, does it? I think that's going to be a good start, a good opportunity. And, You know, we just really believe, Don, that it's not about the name over the church door. It's about the name that's above all names. And so we like to say, hashtag same team, that we're all trying to make the name of Jesus famous and see God's kingdom come. And we just have such a love and respect for area churches and pastors, and so excited to be able to gather together.
Now, I know you want to know who's coming. Even though it's free, it's obviously helpful to get some RSVPs. How can folks do that and get themselves registered?
Yeah, it's ncc.re/cityfathers, and they can head to that website, and that'll give us an idea of how much breakfast we need to prepare. And, of course, we'll have plenty of seats and be a wonderful opportunity to fellowship.
Now, the latest book I mentioned is Double Blessing, and I understand you're going to do something special with that one at this morning event. Tell us first what the book's about and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, well, the book comes out next Tuesday. And, Don, the very first thing that God does after this creation moment where he creates us in his image, it says, then God blessed them. And so long before original sin, there was original blessing. This is God's most ancient instinct. And so, you know, when I first started writing the book, I thought it was a book about gratitude and generosity, and it is. But really, it's about rediscovering the heart of God. I believe that God wants to bless us beyond our ability to ask or imagine. And this book is really about habits of highly blessed people. How do you position yourself for that blessing? And so we'll actually give out a free copy this weekend at National Community Church. And then anybody that shows up at City Fathers, we've got a free copy as well. And those are gifts from my wife, Laura, and I. We love giving away free copies of books and hope that it's a blessing. In fact, maybe even a double blessing.
Well, you remind me of the scripture we all know. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and doesn't add any sorrow with it. There are some things in life that we might enjoy, but they have a double edge to them. This one is God's blessing all the way through. I have a copy of it. In fact, just came. You and I need to reschedule or schedule another visit when we can get into the book itself. But we really do pray God's blessing on this event. And anything else you'd like to say to folks who are thinking about, well, maybe I'd like to go to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's none of us have time out of our normal schedule to do things like this. But these are the moments where, you know, divine appointments happen. And we kind of get out of our routine, Don, and I think that's when God can sometimes show up and show off in a special way, and I think it's a great opportunity to connect with some area pastors and leaders. And so, hey, thank you so much. I am so grateful for the way that you network the kingdom of God in this city, and so really appreciate just the opportunity to mention that event and look forward to seeing folks next Tuesday.
Very good. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk again.
All right. God bless.
Again, Dr. Mark Batterson, as you know him, the lead pastor of National Community Church. Their website is theaterchurch.com, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, church.com, theaterchurch.com. And if you want to go to this event, and I hope many of you will, you'll get a free copy of his new book, Double Blessing, as a gift. You'll get a free breakfast. You'll get great fellowship and great information from Pastor Steve King, First Lady Trina Jenkins, Pastor Brett Fuller, and some others as well. But they do need you to RSVP at ncc.re/cityfathers. Again, ncc.re/cityfathers. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning until 12 noon. It's going to be held at the Capitol Turnaround, 770 M Street Southeast here in Washington, D.C.
The following is a public notice for those who are disabled and unable to work. To ensure that all Americans are granted fair access to their Social Security benefits, a team of disability specialists are currently reviewing claims. If you've been denied disability benefits before or are making your initial claim, you may be eligible for this program. You'll be assigned an experienced disability specialist with inside knowledge of the SSDI and SSI programs. They'll evaluate your situation, complete your application, and present a strong, effective case to the Department of Social Security on your behalf. If you suffer from a physical or mental disability, you may qualify for up to $2,800 per month. A toll-free number has been established for you to check your eligibility, and there are no fees unless you secure benefits. Applying for Social Security disability can be a long, complicated process. Increase your chances of receiving the federally mandated benefits you deserve by calling now. 800-329-1117. Spaces limited. Call 800-329-1117. 800-329-1117.
Rich Lee here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So, if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs. A unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved. Covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and possibly more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend 2 hours with our team of experts, and we will show you how you could get passive income and significant retirement quickly. This 2-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing, but have everything to gain. This intensive 2-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 800-361-1330 to secure your seat. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 800-361-1330. 800-361-1330.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
We all know these words, or many of you do at least, Hebrews 4. 12 and 13, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts of the heart, and there is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before his eyes. And it is to him that we must all give an account of ourselves. The Word of God, I've said it often, and I believe it with all of my heart, it is the most powerful force in the world. Powerful, more powerful than any nuclear weapon, powerful than any nation of the earth, the Word of God stands forever as the greatest force for good and righteousness and change in the world, and it's been proving that for 2,000 years. If you are a follower of Jesus and really a sincere and true follower of the Lord, your changed life is a very walking proof of the power of God's Word to change lives. And if he can change your life and my life, he can change others as well, as he does. For example, a man in Albania who experienced the power of God changing him through the power of the Bible, the Word.
One of my favorite examples is an old man from Albania. His original name is Islam Dengu, raised as a Muslim. He's 80 years old, from Tirana. He's in the capital of Albania. And he went through Project Philip and became a Christian. But he originally is from a village that is a rural village, somewhere in the mountains, far away. God put on his heart to reach his village of origin because they are all Muslims and they haven't heard of the gospel before, ever. So this old man went to his village, brought his Project Philip materials there and started the Bible study. And so I see still those rugged faces of those people that are farming in hard circumstances in the mountains, in that old house where they had a meeting, and they were very interested. It's like children in the Sunday school, because it's very simple lessons about creation, and they were asking almost childish questions about that because they didn't hear anything about it before, so everything is new to them. But this man is going there every week. This old man, he changed his name from Islam to Christian, so his name is now Christian Dengu. And I think it's very powerful that such an old man is so impacted by the gospel that he wants to go back to his village and tell the people there before it's too late, because they also those people are getting older and older without hearing the gospel, and that's what he had on his heart.
What an incredible story. An old man, formerly a Muslim, finds the Lord, takes his Bible, heads into the hills, the mountains, among the poorest of the poor, and ministers the life of Jesus Christ to them, and changes his name to reflect the change of nature that God gave him through the power of the Bible. Of course, that's one of many stories the Bible League has for us as we share together in this kind of ministry, this kind of adventure, if you will, which is why we're encouraging you to be part of our Bible League campaign. We've seen some good progress, but my goodness, we do have a way to go. To date, you've given 1,353 Bibles, but we have 5,357 more that we need to complete the campaign. And so I thank you for those who've been calling and have made your gifts. Scott in Fredericksburg, $50. Timothy in Haymarket, $100. Shelove in Montgomery Village, $20. Mr. and Mrs. Michael, first name only, in Charlestown, West Virginia, those $50. Those are some of the most recent gifts. And as I said at the outset of the first hour, as of this moment, we still have matching funds available on two levels. Your gift will be matched at the national level by the Bible League when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online to wava.com. And it will be doubled again for, well, there's $1,235 of Passport Auto Group money remaining to double it again. Now, if you call your gift in and you happen to ask, I think a few have done that, you happen to ask about the double doubling, probably the Bible League won't know exactly what you're talking about because they use a call center, and all they know is your gift will be doubled at that level. So that's probably not going to be a helpful question to you there. But what I am telling you here is I track very closely every single day how much has been given so that I can tell you, for example, right now, that now out of the $8,000 that Passport has so generously given us, there's still $1,235
to double your gift. So in that case, a $50 gift becomes a $150 gift, and a $20 gift becomes a $60 gift. You get it. More to the point, however, is the incredible power of God's Word and the hunger for His Word that we heard reflected in this in the last story. Imagine an old man in his elder years, when he might have been tempted to just sit on the porch and read his Bible for himself. He gets up and goes into the mountains and shares the good news with others because the hunger. And did you hear that as well? He said the fellow telling the story said it's like a bunch of children in a Sunday school class, in that they're asking the most basic questions and learning the most basic truth. And as he said that, I thought again, how blessed we are in this country. How blessed we are to really have so much knowledge at our fingertips. And yet, I guess a fair question would be, what are we doing with it? Well, here's a chance for us to do something with it. In fact, Olga is also from Armenia. She is. She's from Armenia. The Islam Now Christian brother is from Albania, but Olga's from Armenia.
Such a privilege and honor to know the Lord, and the Lord have chosen us to have time and to serve and to work with. And with our personal life, we know how Bible value to us, because that's how we grow, because that's our spiritual food. And so therefore, I encouraging to the lot of American people that need to look into this field, because the Bible is very central to our life, to the Christian life, especially the young believer. Without a Bible, like without food.
That's powerful. Without a Bible, without food. Without a Bible, without food. And Jesus himself said it time after time, man shall not live by food alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He drew his strength, his sustenance, and his nourishment out of the same word of God that you and I are encouraged to do so. And I know many of you do. You feed on the word of God on a regular basis. I've often asked in these campaigns, what can you imagine? Can you just try to imagine in your mind what it would be like if you never had a Bible? I mean, you'd heard about one, you'd even heard about Jesus, and maybe someone even led you to faith, but you have no copy of the scripture to go back and grow in your faith and study and research and read and be nourished. Can't imagine that. But for millions of Christians, not only non-believers who want to come to faith, who are hungry for the truth, but there are millions of Christians, folks, who don't have a copy of the Bible. I think that's a travesty. I think that's something that you and I cannot find an excuse for. We really, when we stand before the Lord, I don't believe we can find an excuse and say, well, yeah, I heard them talking about it on the radio, but I got to be honest, I didn't do much about it. And look, your $5 may be much. Your $50 may be much. I'm not minimizing whatever gift you give, but I don't think that most of us as believers here in America can exempt ourselves from the cry of our brothers and sisters and other heart-hungry people around the world for just one copy of the Word of God. Our goal is to be able to send nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to as many people as we can, and we don't have to do it the hard way. We don't have to go and carry those Bibles ourselves. We simply take them, we give them, to the Bible League through our funds, through our resources. The Bible League gets them printed in the proper language. I mean, look at the list. Someone was asking me last evening or the night before about some of the languages and countries we send to, we being the Bible League. I mean, the Philippines, Thailand, Bangladesh, India, Albania, Armenia, Middle East countries, Egypt in the Middle East in specific, Ethiopia, Kenya, Mexico, Indonesia, Jordan, Syria, China. And again, the list goes on of nations that are being ministered to through the Bible League and by the power of the Word of God. But they can only do it because we are partnering with them and saying, hey, we'll do the easy part. We'll pick that phone up. We'll call and give a $1,000 gift. We'll call and give a $10 gift. We'll call and give a $50 gift. and they will take it from there, as the saying goes. They'll have it translated into the proper language or dialect for the people to whom the Bible's being sent. So we're not just sending out English Bibles. That would be pretty useless in many countries of the world. We know that. So if you can see it that way, that you are helping really with the easy part of the ministry, and that is picking a phone up and making a phone call, would you do it right now? 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and a doubling effect still in effect as of right now. About $1,235 remaining of the passport money, and the Bible League has not told us otherwise. There's still a matching fund at the national level, doubling your gift again. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new ulcerative colitis study is enrolling in your area. Are you like us? We are roughly a million people with ulcerative colitis who suffer flare-ups, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and cramping. Are these UC symptoms impacting your daily life? If so, a new investigational medication is being evaluated to target the underlying causes of UC symptoms. Doctors in our area need volunteers for this important research study. To qualify, you must be at least 18 years old and have not been helped by previous or current treatments. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and medication at no cost. You can live beyond ulcerative colitis. Find out today if you qualify. Call 1-888-388-1653 or visit researchuc.com. That's 1-888-388-1653 or visit researchuc.com. 1-888-388-1653 or researchuc.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Grace Covenant Church presents On Earth as in Heaven Worship Conference, October 18th and 19th in Chantilly, Virginia. Speakers are a faculty of prophetic pastors, award-winning music executives, anointed worship leaders, and songwriters, presenting sessions on navigating corporate worship, worship in a diverse church, the business of the music industry, AV and lighting, and more interactive topics. Conference registration is $50. The conference will conclude with a concert by award-winning artist Travis Green on October 19th at 7 p.m. Concert tickets are $25. For more information, visit www.gracecovworship.com.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from 48 outside the Beltway to 54 in the district. Nice tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun at a high up to 76. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 52. Sunday, some sun giving way to clouds, then a little rain in the afternoon and evening, high 68. Monday, some sunshine, pleasant at Warmer, high 77. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
In this campaign with the Bible League, we asked the question, would you do it? If you could actually ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right this moment, would you do it? I know the answer, a resounding answer. I can probably hear it if I could hear all that's being said in cars and in homes and offices across this great listening area. You say, yes, 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 I'd do whatever I could. And I don't take that lightly. We talk a lot, and I think rightly so, about the persecuted church. In fact, as you know, November 3rd coming up, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, around the world, praying for suffering Christians. And I know many of you are going to do that. You do it every year. Certainly your churches are doing it. Our church is doing it. But I'm asking you right now, in this very easy way, to do something to come alongside the persecuted church. Pick that phone up. Make a generous gift right now. Would you do that, please?
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is. And in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he's choose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is, Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully, he says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love His Word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log, because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
This is another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
It can seem vain to focus just on yourself and what you look like, but today, that's exactly what I want you to do. Don't worry, it's not about taking a selfie or anything like that. Instead, I want you to think about seeing yourself through God's lens. When you look in the mirror, do you see failure and insecurity? Or maybe, you know, you're a believer struggling with doubt. Do you think of yourself as someone unworthy to love? If you do, here's the good news. There's a big difference between what you see and what God sees. You see, in Hebrews 8 and 12, God says, "For I will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more." In you, God sees someone absolutely special to Him, someone who's full of purpose, loved unconditionally, totally forgiven, and created in His image. You may not see yourself differently overnight, but if you make the choice to begin to agree with God's Word in the way He sees you, watch how that transforms your lens. Join me at Grace Church this weekend, and as always, live big.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'll never look back. Doc, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free, plus 0% interest for 18 months. Buy two, get two, buy four, get four, and 0% interest for 18 months. Learn more at WindowNation.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is, and in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he's choose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that, but that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just, none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is, Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places, he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross, just once? No. Every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully. He says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love His Word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log. Because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and possibly more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend 2 hours with our team of experts, and we will show you how you could get passive income and significant retirement quickly. This 2-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing, but have everything to gain. This intensive 2-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 800-361-1330 to secure your seat. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 800-361-1330. 800-361-1330.
Don Crow here with WAVA. Aria is a Syrian refugee raised in a strict Muslim family in the Middle East. She read her Quran and prayed 5 times a day, but it brought no peace. A friend invited Aria to a Bible study where she accepted Christ. She took her new Arabic Bible home and hid it in her bedroom, but her mother found it and gave it to her father. He beat Aria badly and reported her as an infidel to authorities. They took her to a remote cell where she was beaten and violated. The same happened to her friend, and they were told to never again speak of Jesus. Together, these women and thousands of new Christians are living boldly amid suffering and conflict, and they desperately need the strength of God's Word. $5 sends a Bible, and a Bible for Bible match will help us reach our goal with the Bible League International to bless nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or give online at WAVA.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on, is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
This is the Crying Brian Dern Show.
What does it debate?
I think religion is going too far in this country.
A stalled elevator.
Oh. I hate to break this up, but we're still in here.
And a ticking bomb have in common.
The bomb is to protest the Brian Dern Show.
In the name of God, get me out of here. Find out on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Friday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
The thing they did to him is there's a top stakes, and there's a top stake he and put on his head and ask him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow and hit his chest and his back. And it was very painful. He said he lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up. But he said at that time it was very, very hard. Very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard, but the fruit is sweet. It's a joy of God.
That's incredible. I'm sure you heard what she said. That is a woman by the name of Nguyen in China, and she's talking about a Chinese pastor's suffering, probably her husband. I don't know for sure. But that is what believers are going through just for the sake of the gospel and just to be able to share the good news of the gospel with as many people as they possibly can. And many of you remember the great Chinese leaders of old and how they were so persecuted. Growing up, I remember reading about their stories and how they were in prison time and time and time again, and it's still happening now. And that's just one area. But what the call is with the Bible League is, would you come alongside and stand with them? would you give Bibles? Would you give as many Bibles as you're able to give so that they can continue the work of God? Of course, pray for them. I often pray for the suffering church and pray, Lord, give them courage. Give them courage to stand for their faith. Give them protection. If you can keep them out of danger and keep them from being persecuted or captured, that's a legitimate prayer as well. Paul at times fled his persecutors. He didn't stay around to suffer for suffering's sake. He tried to get away from it as often as he could to live and preach another day. But in the end, they need Bibles as well. They need resources to preach God's word. So would you go to the phone and make your call and your gift now? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, online at FamilyTalkToday.com. Thank you so much for what you're going to do and what you've done already. God bless you.
A-Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Making Money Sense with Larry Rosenthal is heard Saturday mornings at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.